It is National FFA Week, and on KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area FFA chapters. With me is Caitlin Dickey of the Wellington Napoleon FFA chapter. How are you, Caitlin?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
Scott and Cheryl Dickey.
And who's your advisor at Wellington?
My advisor is Mr. Devin Garland.
You hold the office of president. What are some of the other offices you've held?
I was secretary last year, and my sophomore year I was chaplain.
As far as SAE project, what have you done?
I have done a lot with agricultural education. I was a counselor for Camp Agape, which is a summer camp that we have here in Wellington. And we would often take the kids to local farmers markets and things like that and just teach them about agriculture. And I've helped a lot in the classroom, and that's about it.
Very good. What are some of the chapter activities you're going to be doing during National FFA Week?
So next week we're going to have our breakfast, and we'll have a bunch of the community come in, and we'll serve them breakfast. And then on Friday we're going to do what's called Food for America, where we bring in a bunch of elementary students and we teach them about agriculture, show them some animals, let them pet, and we have a whole lot of fun. And other than that, we're going to the farm show, some dress-up days, and
tell us about your experience so far in FFA. What would you say the highlight of your FFA career has been?
The highlight of my career in FFA, I really enjoy our contest teams when we go to contests in the spring. I've been a part of the floriculture contest team for my time in FFA, and it's just a lot of fun.
Any other contest teams you've been on?
Nope, that's the only one.
Okay. What led you originally to become an FFA member?
I had some friends that were older than me when I was in middle school, and they joined FFA, and they just told me how much fun it was. And as soon as I joined, I was a little iffy about it in the beginning, but then after getting involved, and FFA week is really what kind of got me hooked on FFA, and I just had a whole lot of fun with it, and it's just been great ever since.
Have you been to National Convention?
I have.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's super cool just to see all those blue jackets in downtown Indianapolis, and it's a lot of fun to come together with people of similar interests.
What are your future plans, Caitlin?
I plan to go up to Bloomington, Minnesota to start pursuing a career in the mission field.
If someone younger than you wanted to be in FFA, would you recommend it to them, and why?
I absolutely would. It's just been a lot of fun, and it has helped me develop a lot of good characteristics like leadership and communication skills and all that. It's just been great all around.
And I thank you for joining me here today. Good luck as you wrap up your FFA career, also as you head into your mission work and your college career. It's been very nice talking to you. I hope to see you again.
Thank you so much. You too.
That was Caitlin Dickey of the Wellington Napoleon FFA chapter, as we salute all the area FFA chapters, their members and advisors during National FFA Week on KMMO.